Blog Talk Radio.
Want to worship you. Amen. Praise God. The Bible said that worship him, must worship him in spirit and in truth. You know, God is so good. He is so good. And I had to come on the air today to tell you about the goodness of God. I have been going through financial difficulties. Amen. And that's life. It's all a part of Satan's schemes in order to try to overthrow the will of God in our lives and for us to give up. And a lot of preachers will tell you everything is not Satan. A lot of it is you. Now, everything that is behind the scene that's coming up in your life is caused by Satan. And it's up to us to fight the good fight of faith. So my thought today is debt cancellation. Amen. Praise God. Some of us, amen, have been going through so much, so many obstacles that have been placed in our lives, and it seemed like there is no end to it. Amen. And there is, amen, praise God, one issue and one problem after the next. Amen. And seem like, amen, praise God, what are you going to do? You go to family, and family that have and can give will abuse you verbally. Amen. In order for you to take down and not want to even deal with them. And it's the attitude that we take toward them as well as God. Amen. Praise God. In order to defeat this enemy must be defeated. And I cried out to God, amen, praise God, and I asked God, God, you got to give me an answer. I need financial blessings right away. I need you to move upon my behalf right away, amen, praise God, and touch and change the things that are going on in my life. Amen, praise God. And I know we all been there, amen, praise God. I'm not hiding nothing, amen, praise God, because the gospel is sure, amen, praise God, that in it, amen, there is an answer for everything. So I began to resonate on what God had given me as I began to pray. And I prayed and I talked to him, amen, praise God, and he gave me Mark chapter 11, verse, thank you, Jesus, 24. And I say, okay, God, amen. And that was early in the morning, praise God, amen. And I say, okay, God, I say, I'll listen to what you're saying. I'll obey what you're saying. So I got up and I began to read the Bible, amen, in reference to that scripture. And it said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. He said, believe. Whatever things soever you desire, believe. When you pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. I say, okay, God. I say, thank you, Lord God. Amen. Praise God. Right after I did that, I went on and went to bed, and you know the enemy came and tried to bring in a distraction, amen, to try to take away the word, because once the word is planted, that seed is planted, the enemy will come right then and try to uproot it, amen, praise God. But my belief held fast to what God was saying, amen, praise God. And God moved, amen, praise God. That was a lady, a friend of mine's family wouldn't move from there. A friend of mine came, amen, in on the scene, amen, and she told me what she was able to do for me. And that's a stranger, amen. So we are talking about debt cancellation, and I give God the glory, praise God, and all the honor, for he reigns forevermore, amen, in our lives, amen, praise God. Definition, amen, for debt cancellation, amen, is canceling a contract, amen, a contract of which you make an agreement with a bank or with even somebody that you know, amen, and they make an agreement with you that they would cancel, amen, the obligation that you had concerning a loan due to an event of, like, you have debt, some kind of disability, involuntary loss of an employment, amen, whatever might occur that you and this person had made with this contract, it's canceled because of the various issues that go on in your life. Amen. Well, today, amen, because of the economy and the things that are going on in the world today, we need to have our debt canceled. And the only way that it can be canceled is by God, amen, because God has to come in and do a supernatural work. When I was going through, amen, praise God, family had turned their back on me and said everything and wouldn't treat me right, amen, praise God, and a friend came in, amen, and she stepped in and stood in the gap where the family would not do it. So, amen, because of this, praise God, I was able, amen, to be blessed in that essence. Amen. But God works with the supernatural. Because we are born again Christians, bought with a price, God works with the supernatural in order to perform that's needed in the natural. Amen. So we have to learn how to depend on him if we say that we are Christians and we are born again. Amen. He's the one that gives favor. He's the one that touched the hearts of men. Amen. And even changed the hearts of some of them. But some of them hearts are so hard-hearted. Amen. Praise God. That they don't care and they don't want to care. They just want to live their own life. Amen. And amen. Whatever assets they have with them. But I have never seen, amen, a person, amen, take, amen, anything of any great value with them in the grave. Praise God. They'll take little small things, but when you get to it, they're not going to take it to in the grave with them. That casket ain't going to be followed. That hearse ain't going to be followed by nothing, amen, that they have accumulated on the earth of a great wealth. Somebody sometimes is crazy enough to be buried in their cars and buried in stuff that they love. But while we are yet living in the earth realm, amen, praise God, those that have, they set up their bowels of compassion. I have a family member that every time you ask them for something, they got an excuse. Oh, if you would have called me a little bit earlier, oh, I would have did this here. And they use strategy to play against my mind, but they don't know that they fighting against the will of God. Because when you shut up your bowels of compassion for those that need it, then you got some issues, some great issues going on. Your families are suffering, loss, and tragedy, amen, because of the world system. Amen. This government was established by man from Satan. From the very time that Adam and Eve fell, amen, Satan became the god of this world, and he has set up his governmental system. Amen, praise God. And so when Jesus, amen, came in on the scene, it's part two of this debt cancellation. Jesus paid everything with his blood concerning our marriages, our homes, our children, our livelihood, everything that, amen, that is under the umbrella of how humans should live, Jesus paid it all with his blood. It couldn't be bought with money. It couldn't be bought with silver or gold. The deficit was too high. Amen. Our deficit was too high. So we had to come in, amen, praise God, and accept, amen, Jesus as our Lord and Savior. And then we begin to become kingdom children. Amen, praise God. And when we became children kingdom, amen, praise God, children of the kingdom of God, amen, Jesus began to say, paid in full, paid in full, paid in full. But yet and still, while we're in this world, like Jesus told the disciples, he said, render unto Caesar what is of Caesar's. But there is a jubilee for us. Amen. Praise God. And in the jubilee, there's a time when, amen, praise God, they will cancel all the debts. Amen. Praise God. And that's being owed out. Praise God. And the people will be free from that debt. Well, the government system that's in the world today is established by Satan. Amen. And they got certain laws that will allow, amen, you to have debt cancellation. Amen. If you qualify, and most of the time, amen, you're not going to qualify because you're being attacked by the enemy. So you literally exhaust every mean of support from the government of this world because they don't support, amen, Christians, amen, praise God. God is the one that goes in and do the supernatural in order for the Christians to be blessed in the earth realm. We have a natural and a spiritual creditor. Amen. Praise God. We have borrowed from our creditors. Now they want us to pay them back interest rates, and they are so high, amen, praise God, that we can't do it, amen. Like, just like America's deficit is so high, they can't even pay those people back that they borrowed money from. They borrowed from other nations, and we're supposed to be one of the greatest nations that is. So we have to understand that if anything is going to change in our lives, and we are kingdom children, we're going to have to start acting like it and ask God to move for us in the supernatural. Amen. Praise God. Amen. The body itself, amen, has, well, literally our being was created with three parts, the body, soul, and the spirit. Amen. And it all, each one of them possesses its own function and purpose in life. We know that the first thing, amen, that is seen is the body itself, the flesh. And it has to be taken care of by food, clothes, and finances. Amen. Praise God. So that literally involves the governmental system of this world, taxation, amen, how stores are ran, amen, how things are did in order for us to survive. And if you don't have the right connection or, amen, assets or whatever, amen, you're not going to gain anything. That's why you see over in Haiti's and, amen, praise God, Africa and many other nations where they are impoverished. They are so poor, amen, they cannot gain anything because they don't have anything, amen, to present in order to gain. So, amen, they starve, starvation, all kind of plagues, all kind of sickness and disease come upon them. But when they begin to cry out, those nations, amen, and even America, and turn back to God, then God would begin to work in the supernatural. He's a supernatural God. The body, amen, needs, amen, to be taken care of with food and clothes and finances. And the spirit man itself, amen, praise God, it is taken care of by God, amen, because it comes from God. Amen. Adam lost that authority, praise God, but Jesus gained it back. Now we can walk as a spirit being, amen, up under the kingdom of God and his governmental control. When Pharaoh had got so high-minded, one of the things that God did, amen, he came in and tore down Pharaoh's government. In order for us to win, one government has to be ousted out, thrown down, torn down, amen, in order for us to, amen, win. So God is coming back, amen, praise God, and showing us, amen, that he's a supernatural God, amen. And then our soul has to be taken care of because it carries all the parts of our literally worry, depression, stress, anxiety, and sometimes we even want to kill ourselves because we can't take care of the needs of our body. Amen. But the spirit and the soul must stay intact with God to, in order to receive the supernatural blessings that come from God. Amen. Praise God. We need to ask God to do a debt cancellation in our life. In 2 Kings 4, 1 through 7, now there was a certain woman of the wives of the son of the prophet unto Elijah, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditors is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. Back then, the creditors came, amen, when you owed a debt to them, and they would take away your children, amen. Now they take away your home, amen, and your cars, and freeze up your assets all in your bank and everything else when you can't pay them. And so Elijah, amen, said unto her, what shall I do for thee? He's asking a question. Now tell me, what do you want me to do? Amen. And what hast thou in thine house? He asked her, now what have you in your house? Amen. Praise God. Because in order for God to work in the supernatural, he also has to have you to manifest something in the natural. Amen. And that manifestation is your faith. When God told me to look at Mark 11:24, by faith I stood up and got up and read that word, and then by faith, amen, as soon as I got, amen, where it was daybreak, amen, a woman come and told me, I got some money for you. Amen, praise God. And she said, thine handmaid had not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Saints, amen. You got to have something to connect with God, and that's your faith. This woman had a pot of oil. That pot of oil represented the Holy Spirit. The pot of oil represented the anointing that destroyed every yoke. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And the creditors wanted to yoke her and her sons up. Amen. So that she would even suffer. If she didn't have her children, she couldn't maintain. Amen. Praise God. She needed somebody to work in the field, somebody to do and support and help her. Sometime, amen, praise God, even your children will fail you after you done raised them and took care of them, amen, they will turn back around and walk away from you, amen, and abuse you. And then he said, go borrow the vessels abroad for all thy neighbors, even empty vessels borrowed, not a few. Now Elijah, amen, praise God, is going to, amen, show her a supernatural thing that needs to be did. Amen, and it can only be accomplished by God. You got bills, amen, and you got some oil, anointed oil in your house. You take and anoint every bill, amen, lay it on your altar, praise God, and begin to praise God for the victory. Begin to call out and cry out, amen, aloud, amen, praise God, and tell God, Lord God, I need this faith. I need you to walk in the supernatural for me because I need a right now blessing. And all I have in my house, amen, that is, amen, and can be used is a pot of oil. And the pot of oil, I told you, represented the Holy Spirit, but it's also transferable. Amen. Once that anointing hit those bills, God will begin to work in the supernatural. We as Christians must believe in what, amen, faith has to produce, amen, by the supernatural, because we cannot look at the governmental system, amen, praise God, for an answer. We cannot look at sister and brother for an answer. I found out that they are the ones that are closest to you and the ones that will abuse you the most. And when thou art come in, the Bible says, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. He said, now what I want you to do, by faith, go into your home. You and your children begin to pray. Take and anoint those bills. Amen. Pour it into vessels, he told, amen, the woman. Praise God. And every vessel, amen, continue to pour until you fill all of them up. And then he told her, he said, so she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her son. We are letting everybody know our business, and everybody don't have the heart. But her and her sons went in the house, amen, closed the door, amen, praise God, poured it all into those vessels, amen, praise God, and begin to do what the man of God said do, and amen, she received the supernatural blessing. Who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out, praise God. And it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said unto her sons, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there's not a vessel more. This is the key, saints. God is getting ready to give you a debt cancellation. And you need a supernatural blessing. But you also need a point of contact. Excuse me. The oil is tangible. The anointing is tangible. It can transfer, amen, praise God, to wherever God needed to transfer. And because the anointing, amen, that's in that oil, amen, praise God, it will destroy every yoke. Creditors try to yoke you up to pay a bill. If they can't do it, they'll go into your assets, take from your assets, and leave you in worse shape than you were from the beginning. But But God, come in with a supernatural, amen, blessing, and do a debt cancellation for you by faith. Amen. So the Bible said, amen, after they had poured all the oil, amen, praise God, amen, there wasn't another vessel left. And the Bible said, and the oil stayed. Once that anointing touched, amen, those bills, once that anointing touch you, once that oil touch your life and you begin to believe, amen, and what the Holy Spirit is doing because he is the worker, then you will see the manifestation of his glory. Amen. Praise God. God's glory be seen in the earth realm. Amen. And things will begin to straighten up in your household. Amen. That is a manifestation of God's glory. A supernatural blessing is coming your way, but you have to have, amen, that oil. And the oil stayed, representing that the oil did not leave them as long, amen, praise God, as they were in the earth realm. The Bible let us know that the anointing destroys the yoke. Amen. Praise God. And the oil, amen, represents the Holy Spirit that lit upon Jesus, amen, when he was baptized in the Jordan River. Amen. And the Holy Spirit stayed with him throughout his, amen, duration. Jesus had that anointing, amen, that was, amen, tangible, that healed the woman with the issue of blood. Amen. Praise God. That opened the blind man eyes, that healed the little girl that had fallen dead. Amen. Praise God. That healed the woman that was bent over 18 years. Amen. Praise God. That, amen, put, amen, clay and spittle, amen, mixed it together. Amen. Praise God. And opened that man's eyes. Amen. We are, amen, a supernatural, amen, praise God, intervener, praise God, for what God, amen, praise God, is doing. We intervene, we intercept on what God is doing by, amen, the supernatural. Amen. For God, amen, want to, amen, stop your creditors, amen, and the only way he can do it is by the supernatural. Now, Jesus, on the other hand, praise God, this is the second portion of it. Jesus paid, amen, for all of us, amen, that we owe, amen, nobody, amen. Our deficit was too high. We did not have the money to pay Satan for a ransom for our sins, nor could money pay for it. Amen. Jesus' blood was the only thing that could pay, amen, for man's soul. For the wages of sin was death. Amen. And when Adam and Eve fell, amen, he lost his spiritual image and likeness with God. Amen. Praise God. Our flesh, amen, proved to be evil. There's no good thing in the flesh, Corinthians, amen. 2 Corinthians 7 states, amen, the spirit man and the flesh, amen, was defiled. Amen, praise God. Because of, amen, the deficit, amen, that we had on our own life, Jesus had to come in and pay the price. Now, I'm going to tell you, amen, Jesus worked the supernatural, amen, intervention for us in the earth realm, praise God. While, amen, we are yet still going through, amen, praise God, God is working on our behalf. God is healing. God is setting free. God, amen, Son Jesus Christ's blood is yet still working. Amen, praise God. Without the bleeding, without the shedding of blood, amen, there is no remission of sin. Amen, without that anointed oil, praise God, that anointing destroys the yoke. Amen, praise God. You're going to continue to have issues in life, but every time you need a supernatural intervention, amen, you can go to Jesus' blood of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the worker in this last dispensation, and you need to cry out and tell God in your prayer, amen, God, amen, you already know what I need, amen, praise God, and I'm asking, Lord God, to go in and intervene for me. God, you already know, amen, praise God, therefore, amen, he said unto us. Amen. What things soever we desire when we pray, believe that we will receive it. Amen. And we shall have it. I believe God. Amen. Praise God for a supernatural intervention. He touched this woman's heart. Amen. And she, amen, gave what she could give. Amen. Praise God. That would bless me, praise God, concerning some important matters. Satan want to stop you by destroying, amen, your finances, your livelihood, your marriage, your children, your home, foreclosure, all of these issues. But once you, amen, get that all, get that point of contact with God, amen, by faith and begin to step out on it, then God will begin to change, amen, what the enemy has tried to create, amen, because he wants you to give up. He don't want you to stand fast in your faith. He don't want you to believe that God can do everything but fail. God works in the supernatural. All through the Old Testament, all you see was supernatural blessings, supernatural blessings, supernatural blessings. Amen. If we want God to stand, then we got to, amen, stand with him in faith. He got to have a point of contact. The woman had the vessels, amen, but first she had the oil. You got to have the Holy Spirit to move upon your situation. What seemed to be dead can be revived back again by the Holy Spirit. God bless you and have a wonderful day.